One of my favorite things about living in the United States is that everyone has different roots. And so amongst a group of friends, you can have people who are part German or part English or part Scottish or part Yugoslavian or African or just about anywhere. Living in New York and close to New York City definitely gives one the opportunity to see all of those different cultures melting together in one place. In walking through New York City, you can come across places where no signs are in English. In Chinatown, for example, you can even walk and not hear any English for several minutes. In addition to Chinatown, there's Little Italy, there are African quarters, there's Little Ethiopia, there are so many different parts of the city to visit, and it's almost like traveling through different parts of the world and walking. One of the best parts of that is that you have access to the different cuisines of all of the different countries, and you can taste almost anything there.
What about the boroughs, the neighborhoods?
The boroughs. In New York City, you have the center of the island, which is Manhattan, and then different boroughs or different parts of the city, quarters, that you can easily get to by train. Some of those are Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and very close to New York City is Long Island, which is a big island that was formed by glaciers and is currently home to residential areas. Many people who live there commute to New York City to work.
Do you see a lot of famous people?
I haven't seen too many famous people in New York City, but it does happen.
My friend knew, she lives in Brooklyn, and she knew all of the famous people who lived city blocks away from her, and she would always try to position herself to see them.